How best to introduce you to this energy exercise? Some of you will have done energy work before, but it's not that common. So anyway, this is what I've come up with. It's going to be a series of 9 breaths, each part of this exercise having 9 breaths. In the first part, what you're going to be doing is taking in energy. Why? It's like charging a battery, charging yourself, filling yourself so that you are full before you do something else. This is something that would generally be done before you would attempt to do any healing, for example. So the first 9 breaths will be pulling in energy, pulling in light. So you can imagine that way up above you there is light, source of light or energy, and you're pulling it in, and you'll pull it in for 9 breaths. Next, you will take that light and you will let some circle around you, behind you, under you, in front of you, and over you. Why? It's protection. Why protection? I just think it's a good idea, if you're messing around with stuff, that you have protection. Then the next thing, the third thing, will be having a vision that you're moving toward. And the vision would be after the blockages are removed, like the vision would be health. Here, the vision, as I see it, is a world without Islam. Why? Well, I see that if people see Islam, if people unblock not seeing Islam, that will shatter Islam. But you can have a different future vision. My own vision is cheering crowds, everyone's so happy, no more Islam. Islam is gone. The next series of 9 breaths is between you, between all of us, and that vision. There are blockages. So there will be 9 breaths focusing on breaking up the blockages. How? There's something called sword fingers. Take your 2 last fingers, fold them, put your thumb over them. That leaves 2 fingers, your index and your first finger, and point them as if these were a sword. And what you'll be doing is between yourself and that vision, just point those sword fingers. Take your 9 breaths and run energy. Breathe in energy and breathe it out through those fingers. And just think of breaking blockages. Don't bother trying to be specific, thinking exactly what you'll do. I know in little healing things I've done, all I think of is breaking up bad stuff. Then after that, when you've had blockages, well, that's going to leave to breathe. So your next 9 breaths, relax your hand, and you can just take it and sweep, make sweeping motions, clearing that debris. Imagine it just being taken up into ether space. So it's no longer there, it's no longer blocking anything. And your final 9 breaths, you're going to look at that vision, and there will be light between you and that vision. You and that vision now connect strongly. And that will be the entire exercise. A big recommendation is don't only do it once. Or yes, of course, do it once. But it's like with a habit. You do something once, it's not a habit. It's not nearly as strong as if you do it over and over. How important is having such a habit? We end up going around with certain beliefs. And right now, so many people believe it's going to be really difficult. So it's all the more important to anchor a really positive vision inside ourselves. Right now, the other side has its energy sturdily blocked, rigid. My sense is that the more strongly we hold onto that positive final vision, and the more often we do breaking up the blockages, the more it puts chances on our side, the easier it makes it for us. And that's it. So now, the exercise.